So maybe just a little bit of information on the first reading from Hebrews about Melchizedek, and we sang about him in the responsorial psalm. Melchizedek was a man from the Old Testament who just kind of showed up out of nowhere. We don't really know his heritage. So it says, without mother or father or ancestry, without beginning or end. And he brought bread and wine to Abraham as an offering. And so when we sang, you're a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek, whenever there's an ordination to the priesthood, so when I became a priest, they sang this very same song. Because what the letter to the Hebrews says is that this man from the Old Testament who was with Abraham, so 1,200, 1,500 years before the birth of Jesus, he was a foreshadowing of Jesus, the eternal priest, who offers something for the good of someone else. And that every man who becomes a priest follows that same pattern. So Melchizedek offered bread and wine as a symbol of what Jesus offered. And we know what he offered, right? His whole life. And everything he did was for the other person. And that's what happens when a man becomes a priest. We lay down on the floor during the ordination ceremony as a sign of giving over my life for the church, for your good. And so when we have Mass and we have bread and wine, it's the same thing that Melchizedek offered. And when we present this, whether it comes from the side or we used to come down the main aisle, it's the same thing. We're offering something of ourselves for the good of someone else. And so this is what that first reading was all about. Because we're all called to imitate this. We're all called to give of ourselves for the sake of the other. That's what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, is that we don't take, but we give. And that understanding is what helps us maybe to look at the gospel. You know, this happens so often in the life of Jesus, where he has a conflict, a confrontation with the leaders of the community, because they had in their mind how things were supposed to be, and Jesus didn't always follow that, so there was a conflict. And so we don't ever want to think that Jesus was this crazy radical man who broke all the rules and did his own thing. That's never what we want to read into the story. But what Jesus does is help us to understand what really is supposed to be. He says, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Is it lawful to give life? The whole point of the Sabbath, it's the seventh day. We know when we study the creation story from Genesis, the seventh day was a day of rest, a day of recreation, a day of life. So Jesus is saying today, it cannot be wrong to give life on the Sabbath, because that's the whole point of the Sabbath. And so this man had a withered hand. He was deformed in some way. And Jesus simply, by his words, healed the man. So whenever we encounter in the scriptures one of these physical deformities or an illness or a sickness, just like the bread and wine was a sign of the life of Jesus, these sicknesses, these illnesses are signs of sin. And just like this man's hand was withered, when we sin, it withers our soul. But what does Jesus do? He speaks life. And so this should give us confidence. No matter what, hopefully we never commit sin. That's possible. But if and when we do, we should never be afraid to go to Jesus. And just like he did to this man, he can do to us. He can make us whole. He can heal us. He can give us new life. This is the promise of Jesus, that we never have to stay stuck in any formal way of life. And so we want to pray for that grace to really believe that Jesus brings life to every situation, no matter how bad it may seem. And then when we look at the leaders, Jesus saw that their hearts were hardened. You know, in the Old Testament, the prophet Ezekiel, we have the promise that God would take away our hard hearts and give us fleshy, new hearts. It's the same thing, that Jesus comes to bring newness of life. Sometimes we can be like the leaders, right? Stubborn. We want what we want when we want it. And when we don't get our way, we get mad. That's what they did. It happened a little bit differently, but the spirit is the same. They wanted what they wanted. It didn't happen that way, so they went away and got mad. Jesus can heal you from that as well. So if we just have that image in our mind of Melchizedek offering the bread and wine, of us offering the bread and wine, of the priest offering his life, as Jesus offering his life, if that is our image, if that's our motivation, that's what we want to be as a disciple of Christ, is someone who offers, who gives for the sake of someone else so that they can have life. That's how the withered hand and the hardened heart become whole and have life again. When we love our neighbor, and that's what that gift is. It's a gift of love. We give of ourselves for the sake of the other. So let's pray for that grace. No matter where we are in life, no matter how difficult things may be or whatever's going on, that we pray for the grace to be a gift to someone else. Amen.